对的，在我们中间年轻的弟兄姊妹，在你们生命的开始也是非常的重要。
But even more important to all young brothers and sisters who are in our midst and who have just started their spiritual journey.
那对着我们在主里面信主已久的弟兄姊妹们，我们更需要常常回到主的面前来思想我们跟随主的路是不是走得准确。
And to all of us who have believed in the Lord for quite a while, we need to even more often to come back to the Lord to reconsider whether our way is correct in His sight.
但愿借着今天早上一点的交通主来对我们说话。
Hopefully through this morning's short sharing that the Lord would indeed speak to all of us.
我们请翻开圣经，我们来读三处的经文。
Please open your Bible. Let's read three passages.
第一段，我们请翻开创世纪第五章。
First portion is in Genesis chapter 5.
我们读第21节到第27节，那个中文的先读，然后再读英文。
Verse 21 to 27, we will read them in English, Chinese first and then English accordingly.
以诺活到65岁，生了马土沙拉。以诺生马土沙拉之后，与神同行300年，并且生儿养女。以诺共活了365岁。以诺与神同行，神将他取去，他就不再世了。我们就读到24节，对不起。
We will read from verse 21 to 24. Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
我们再请翻开希伯来书第11章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
我们读第五节第六节。
Verses 5 and 6.
希伯来书第11章5到6节。
Hebrews 11, 5 and 6.
以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。只是他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
The epistle to the Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5. By faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
最后我们请翻开哥罗西书第二章，我们读第六跟第七节。
And Hebrews 6, but without faith it's impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And then we will read Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7.
哥罗西书第二章六七节。
Colossians
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.
这里就当遵他而行，英文的翻译呢，更准确一点，就是在他里面行走。
So walk in him, English has the more accurate translation. The Chinese edition says you should follow after him.
好，我们圣经暂时读到这里，我们请低头在主面前一天祷告。
We pause here from our scripture reading. Would you please bow your head and have some prayer before our Lord?
天父，我们实在满心的感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we are filled with thanksgiving.
真是叫我们在耶稣基督的里面。
That in Christ Lord Jesus,
让我们能够与我们的主与我们的父没有间隔。
There is no gap between our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们的心能够以父的心与主的心为心。
And also our hearts would be just the same as the heart of our Father, our God, our Lord.
当我们早晨一同在你施恩的座前一同来向你仰望的时候
Lord, this morning as we lift up our hearts before your throne of grace,
父你再一次借着你无所不在的圣灵把你丰盛的恩典赏赐下来
Lord, once again through your omnipresent spirit, pour out your abundant blessings upon us.
愿你的话再来坚固我们的心
May once again your word will establish our hearts.
也愿你的话来指教我们。
And also teach us through your word.
让我们在跟随主走这一条属天的道路上。
So as we follow the Lord to walk in this heavenly way,
能够与主同行。
We will walk with you.
与我们的父神同行。
And also walk with Father our God.
让我们真是能够与你没有间隔。
So there is nothing between us.
我们把这一点时间恭敬地仰望你。
With much reverence, we just commit this short period of time to you.
这样祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray with thanksgiving in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们常常听到有神的儿女，有弟兄姊妹这样对我们说。
Brothers and sisters, we often hear this from children of God, saying this to us.
如果我们的主把当我们信主的时候
，If when we first believe in the Lord,
我们主把一些律例典章，就像当初对犹太人所吩咐的
，The Lord will show us His statutes and ordinances just as He did to all those Jews.
交托给我们，我们遵守。
And if he gave us all these laws and statutes and we obey them,
这样我们过基督徒的生活就很容易了。
Then it would be much easier for us to live a Christian life.
但是似乎主没有这样做。
But it seems that the Lord does not do so.
主把一本全本完备的启示就是圣经赐给我们。
Instead, he has given us this Bible full of His complete revelation.
让我们从他话语的光中能够来跟随他。
So that in the light of His word, we're able to follow Him.
那我们如果读到刚刚在以诺的身上圣经所记载的。
In the record that we just read about the history of Enoch.
以诺在65岁的时候呢。他生了马土沙拉。
When he was 65 years old, he begot Methuselah.
马土沙拉呢，他这个名字的意思就是当这个孩子死的时候呢，洪水就要临到。
The meaning of this, the name of Methuselah means that when he died, the flood would come.
我想呢，这是从神来的启示。
And I believe this is a revelation from God.
所以圣经告诉我们，到65岁的时候，以诺。就开始与神同行。
So the Bible teaches that when Enoch was 65 years old, he started to walk with God.
以诺与神同行300年。
And he walked with God for 300 years.
至终呢，神就把他接去。
In the end, God took him up.
他就不存留在世上。
And he did not exist in the world anymore.
当神把他接去，用今天的话来说呢，以诺。就是一个得胜者，他就在这个之后被神所提到天上去了。
When he was taken up in today's term, he was an overcomer at the very time God took him up to heaven.
那神把以诺提上去呢，在这300年当中。
During the 300 years that Enoch walked with God,
他神呢，没有在圣经里面告诉我们 到底以诺是怎样与神同行。
The Bible did not record exactly the manner of life that Enoch lived, how he walked with God.
弟兄姊妹，有没有觉得很稀奇？既然这是一件极其重要的事情，神为什么没有把以诺如何与神同行清楚地记载在圣经里面告诉我们呢？
Brother and sister, isn't it something amazing if walking with God is such an important matter? Why the Bible did not spell out clearly how he did it?
那我们再反观以色列人。
And as we look at the Israelites,
神带领以色列人出埃及地的时候，
Now, in contrast, when God led Israelites out of Egypt,
他们来到西乃山下，
when they came to the foot of Mount Sinai,
神借着摩西把十诫颁布给他们，
and the Lord gave them Ten Commandments through Moses,
并且把律例和典章来交托给他们。
God also gave them the laws, the statutes,
叫以色列百姓能够成为神的子民，如何在神面前侍奉，并且在人中间过一个圣洁的生活。
So Israelites would know how they could serve God, and in the midst of all the people, they would live a sanctified life to serve Him.
那这个律法实在是一个全备的律法。
And this law indeed was complete.
但是我们读以色列人的历史，
But as we read the Israelite history,
这一个全备的律法交托给他们，
As the complete law being given to them,
他们却在神面前失败了，
But they failed before God.
所以我们从以诺的身上跟从以色列人的身上，我们就很容易回答第一个问题。
Therefore, it is quite easy to answer the first question in light of the Jews and also the Enoch.
为什么神没有把一些律例典章在新约的圣徒里面就告诉我们？
Why is God did not give the laws and statutes to Israelites? It is shown in New Testament.
他说，你们只要守住这些，你们就可以在我面前活着。
New Testament records that if you can keep these commandments, you shall live before me.
但是神没有这样做。
However, God did not do so.
为什么神不这样做呢？
Why is it God did not do so?
我们来仔细思考一件事情。
Now we have to consider one thing very carefully.
我们去读圣经的时候，
As we study the Bible,
我们就可以看见神跟人之间，神一直在寻求一个关系。
That between God and man, God continues to seek one relationship.
这个关系呢，可以说是神要与人有一个亲密的关系。
This relationship is an intimate relationship between God and man.
并且呢，实在说来是一个神圣爱的关系。
Frankly speaking, this is a relationship of holy love.
那神呢，这一个，因为神本身，他就是爱。
Because God himself is love.
他所表现出来的呢，就是恩典。
What he manifests is grace.
那爱呢，或者是恩典，总是要有一个对象来表达。
Whether love or grace, there has to be an object to which the love and grace could be shown.
所以神把他的爱跟恩典呢，向我们这一般本质不配领受他恩典的人呢，来向我们显明。
So God manifests His love and grace toward us who are unworthy to receive them.
爱不仅要有一个对象来表达呢。爱也希望有一个回应。
Not only does love need an object to show itself, but also love demands response.
所以当这个爱有来有往的时候呢，这个爱就能够更多的被表达显明出来。
If there is this back and forth in love, then this love can be made more manifest.
不管是施爱的人或者被爱的人呢，里面都会有那个满足。
Whether he gives love or he who receives love, there is the satisfaction.
这是神在全本圣经里面所 给我们表达一个很重要的思想。
So this is a very important theme of thought being expressed in the whole Bible.
我想在全本圣经里面呢，有几个重要的思想，我们弟兄姊妹在读圣经的时候特别要注意。
And I believe in the whole scriptures, there are several important themes of thought that we need to pay attention to.
当我们在读圣经的时候能够抓住这些贯穿全本圣经的思想的时候呢，我们就能够掌握住神拯救我们的心意。
If we can get hold of these thoughts which penetrate throughout the whole Bible, then we are be able to get hold of the salvation that God has given to us.
这就好像一棵大树呢，它总是有它的主干。
It's just like a big tree always has this main trunk.
然后当我们能够抓住那个主干的思想的时候呢，我们去明白那些细节就很容易。
If we are able to get hold of the, so to speak, the main trunk of the thought, then we are able to, it will be easier for us to get hold of all those details.
那这些主干的思想呢，你比方讲，全本圣经从头到尾呢，乃是为耶稣基督做见证。
For example, one of the dominant thoughts is that the whole Bible bears witness of our Lord Jesus.
所以我们从创世纪第一章，我们就看见神创造天地，乃是借着他的话。
So through Genesis chapter 1, we see that God created the whole world through his word.
基督乃是神的话。
And Christ is the Word of God.
当我们来读创世纪第二章的时候
When we come to read chapter 2 of Genesis,
神创造了亚当
God made Adam.
亚当呢乃是基督的预表
And Adam is the type of Christ.
当我们去读到创世纪第三章
When we read Genesis chapter 3,
当人犯罪的时候
When man sinned,
神预备了一只羊羔
God prepared a lamb
为亚当跟夏娃披葬
to put it on Adam and Eden, Eve.
这是预表到基督乃是为神的拯救恩。
This typifies that Christ is God's salvation.
是我们人的拯救。
Is man's salvation.
弟兄姊妹看到主在圣经里面每一个地方都在启示他的自己。
Brothers and sisters, do you see that in every place in the Bible,God is revealing himself to us.
基督在圣经里面的启示是贯穿全本圣经。
So the revelation about Christ penetrates from the beginning to the end of the Bible.
所以当我们去读圣经的时候，我们要有一个心愿，我要认识基督。
Therefore, when we come to study the Bible, we need to have this heart that I want to know Christ.
我们去读的时候基督就会浮现在我们的里面。
In such a way, when we read the Bible, Christ will surface in your word.
另外一方面，我们从圣经里面也看见。
On the other hand, we also see from the scriptures.
全本圣经是神永远旨意的启示。
That the Bible is the only revelation of God's own eternal purpose.
很多读经的人告诉我们。
Many students of the Bible tell us.
我们如果把全本圣经从创世纪第一章跟第二章
If we read the whole Bible starting from the first and second chapter of Genesis
并且读启示录最后两章
And the very last two chapters of the Revelation
这是表明到神永远的旨意
The four chapters tell us the eternal purpose of God
从创世纪第三章到启示录的第二十章
And from chapter 3 of Genesis to all the way through the 19th chapter of Revelation
讲到人怎样的失败
All these speak of the fact how man failed
神怎样恢复过来
And how God restored them
全能的神叫他的旨意仍然要完成
The omnipotent God will do his will no matter what
弟兄姊妹，当我们认识这个的时候
Brothers and sisters, as we know this,
我们去读到 圣经里面记载许多细节的地方。
And then when we come to read the many details spelled out in the Bible,
就能够与这些枝干连在一起。
We'll be able to connect all these details to the very trunk.
这是极其重要。
And this is extremely crucial.
那今天我们所要看的也是另外一个点。
Now here today, that we are going to consider is just another point.
就是神要跟我们建立一个爱的关系。
That is, God wants to establish this relationship of love with us.
这个关系也是从创世纪第一章、第二章就开始。
And this very relationship of love starts from Genesis chapter 1 and 2.
一直到启示录，当新圣城耶路撒冷被建造起来的时候。
All the way through until the time when in Revelation that the New Jerusalem, the Holy City, is being built.
并且羔羊的婚宴啊完成的时候
，When the marriage of the Lamb is finished，
这个神的心意得到满足。
And then God's heart will be satisfied。
这个爱的关系也贯穿了全本的圣经。
Therefore, this relationship of love also penetrates through the whole Bible。
所以我们早晨呢，要在这一点上再有一点思想。
Therefore, this morning, on this very point, we would like to consider together.
我们记得当神把以色列人带过红海，来到西乃山下。
We remember when God led Israelites cross the Red Sea and to the very foot of Mount Sinai.
神吩咐摩西来告诉以色列人，让他们能够知道神如鹰把他们背到翅膀上，把他们带来归于自己。
God commanded Moses to tell Israelites that how he bore them on eagle's wings and brought them to himself.
他们如果能够听主的话，主神就让他们能够成为他们的子民，并且来侍奉他。
If they would hear the voice of God, then God would make them His people and to serve Him.
这是啊，来到西乃山下，神首先跟他们启示一个关系，乃至神与他百姓的一个关系。
So this is what's being revealed at the foot of Mount Sinai. It's about the relationship. It's the relationship between God and His people.
那神就借着摩西把十诫颁布给他们。
Therefore, God gave them the Ten Commandments through Moses.
那借着这个十诫呢，摩西在生命记把十诫律法的精义告诉了他们。
And also, the very spiritual meaning of these Ten Commandments is being spelled out in Deuteronomy through Moses.
他说，以色列人啊，你们要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
Moses says, Israel, men of Israel, love your Lord, your God, with all your heart, your mind, your strength, and your soul.
所以律法呢，一方面来说，乃是教导神的百姓能够在神面前过一个怎样圣洁的生活。
So on the one hand, the law teaches God's people how to live a holy life before God.
但是律法整个的背后乃是因着爱的缘故，这个爱乃是回应神向人的爱。
But behind all of these laws is a response of love toward God's love toward man.
所以律法的精义到了新约时代，主耶稣也这样告诉我们。
Therefore, the spiritual essence of the law is being revealed in New Testament as spoken by our Lord Jesus.
律法和先知的总纲乃是尽心尽心尽意爱主你的神，并且爱人如己。
All the law and prophets hung on this, that is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind and strength, and next is to love your neighbor as yourself.
人呢，常常有一个思想。
Now men often have this thought.
我自己要独立。
That I want to be independent.
所以我跟神的关系呢，你只要告诉我怎么做。
So, as to my relationship with God, you just have to tell me what I need to do.
我达到你的要求就好了，你不要再管我。
So, as long as I meet your demand, don't bother me.
让我有一点自由。
Just give me some freedom.
但是在圣经里面的思想，神不是这样一个要求。
But according to the thought in the scriptures, God does not demand in such a way.
神乃是要我们存着一颗爱他的心。
God demands us to have this love for him.
我们来遵守他所要求的。
To obey what he commands.
我们继续往前看。
Now, as we consider further on,
在旧约里面
in Old Testament,
主耶稣告诉我们全本旧约圣经分成三个部分。
Lord Jesus teaches that the whole Old Testament can be divided into three parts.
第一个部分乃是摩西五经。
First is Mosaic Law. It's the first five books written by Moses.
第二个方面就是诗篇，第三方面就是先知的书。
The second is Psalm, and the third is the prophet's utterance.
那我们去看所谓的诗篇的时候
，As we read so-called Psalm,
诗篇呢，基本上包括约伯记诗篇，然后传箴言 ，Yeah, 传道书，然后雅歌
，Job, Psalm, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Songs.
那我们去读所罗门的诗的时候
，As we read Solomon's a song，
箴言跟传道书嘞
，Proverbs and Ecclesiastes，
实在是一个非常完备教导我们如何在神在人面前过生活许多的细节。
They teach us totally about every detail.As to how men should conduct their lives before God.
那讲完了这两篇书之后，就来到传的雅歌。
Now after these two books, we come to the Song of Songs.
雅歌呢，讲到所罗门跟苏拉密尼之间爱情的关系。
It speaks of the love relationship between Solomon and Shulamite woman.
那我们读经的人都告诉我们。这乃是讲到神跟他百姓的一个关系。
And students of the Bible would tell us this denotes the very love relationship between God and His people.
这是一个启示的最高峰。
And this is the very consummation of the revelation.
也是讲到基督跟教会的关系。
It also speaks of the relationship between Christ and His church.
那我们从圣经里面就可以看到神跟以色列的关系呢。除了神跟子民的关系。
Now, in the Bible, we could see that the relationship between God and his people is besides this relationship between a king and his subject.
也讲到父跟子的关系。
But also the relationship between a father and a son.
也讲到丈夫跟妻子的关系。
Between husbands and wives.
父跟子呢，当摩西带领以色列人要出埃及的时候，在法老王说呢，神说以色列是我的长子，是我的儿子。
As Moses said, when he was about to lead Israelites out of Egypt, he said this before King Pharaoh, saying that Israel is my firstborn.
神也讲到丈夫跟妻子的关系呢，就讲到比如说在何西阿书里头
God also speaks of his relationship with us as a husband to a wife such as he says in the book of Hosea
神从以色列年幼的时候就从埃及地把他带出来
When Israel was young God led him out of Egypt
给他一切的丰盛跟美丽
Gave him all the beauty and all the fullness
叫他呢能够与神相配
，so that Israel could be compatible with the Lord，
能够真实在爱里面与神有那个实质的关系
，so that truly in love he would form this tangible relationship with his God。
所以神跟人之间的关系呢
？So the relationship between God and man。
在旧约里面，神就不断地向人表明
，is being revealed constantly in the Old Testament to us。
神乃是盼望人对他的爱能够有一个从心深处一个 自愿地发出。
God desires that toward His law, man would have this voluntary law from the very depth of their heart.
那到了新约的时代呢？
And then when we come to the time of New Testament,
我想这个启示呢更完全。
This revelation has been made even more complete.
我想主耶稣在地上的时候就把许多的启示。
When Lord Jesus, while He was on earth,
你比方讲呢，主耶稣讲到说，如果有人要跟从他呢，爱他呢过于自己，爱父母过于爱主的话呢，实在是不配做主的门徒。
Lord Jesus had shown his revelation on this relationship. For example, our Lord says, anyone who desires to follow after him, and if he loved his parents, his wife, his children more than he loved the Lord, he's not worthy of the Lord to be his disciple.
然后到了保罗写罗马书的时候，
When Paul wrote the Epistle of Romans,
保罗呢讲完了神的救恩。
After Paul finished speaking of God's salvation,
他告诉蒙恩得救的就是我们这些人。
He told all of us who have been saved by God's grace,
我们要把身体献上当作活祭。
That present your bodies as a living sacrifice,
让我们实在愿意把自己奉献给主。
Let us all consecrate ourselves to the Lord willingly.
保罗这样劝我们，乃是神的爱已经先坐在我们的里面。
The reason that Paul exalted us in such a way is because God's love had already been formed in us.
那什么是一个奉献呢？
Then what is this consecration?
很稀奇的呢，神早已经把这个自愿的奉献呢，在旧约里面就已经告诉了我们。
Amazingly, God has already spelled out this consecration in Old Testament, this very thought of presenting yourself to Him.
我们可以看一下出埃及记第二十一章。
We can read Exodus chapter 21.
这是讲到以色列人做奴仆的一个情形。
It speaks of the slaves.When Israelites were in Egypt, all their conditions there.
我们简单的读一下第一节到第六节。
We will read very quickly from verse 1 to 6.
这是当神开始对摩西叫摩西对以色列人宣告他的典章的时候。
This is at the time when God commanded Moses to declare his statutes.
他说你在百姓面前所要立的典章是这样，你若买希伯来人做奴仆，他必服侍你六年，第七年他可以自由白白的出去，他若孤身来就可以孤身去，他若有妻，他的妻就可以同他出去，他主人若给他妻子，妻子给他生了儿子或女儿，妻子和儿女要归主人，他要独自出去。第五节跟第六节是重点。倘或仆人明说我爱我的主人和我的妻子儿女不愿意自由出去，他的主人就要带他到审判官那里，又要带他到门前靠着门框用锥子穿他的耳朵，他就永远服侍主人。
Exodus chapter 21. Now,These are judgments which you shall set before them. If you buy a Hebrew servant, he shall serve 6 years, and in the seventh he shall go out free and pay nothing. If he comes in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he comes in married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master has given him a wife, and she has borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's, and he shall go out by himself.Now the main point is in verse 5 and 6. But if the servant plainly says, I love my master and my wife and my children, I will not go out free. Then his master shall bring him to the judges. He shall also bring him to the door, or to the door post, and his master shall pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall serve him forever.
所以在这里我们很清楚看见这个奉献呢，它最主要的根基乃是因为服侍的人他爱他的主人。
So plainly we see here the very foundation of consecration is that the one who serves loves his master.
神在那里寻求那一个真正爱他的关系。
And God is seeking this love relationship.
那我们如果再继续往前看的话，保罗啊，他这一个人呢，在主面前实在是一个啊认字。跟神有一个亲密关系的人。
And if we read further on, we will realize Paul is such a person before God that he holds this intimate relationship with his Lord.
他说不管或生或死呢，他总是有一个心愿，就是要讨神的喜悦。
Paul says whether by life or by death, he only has this desire is to please God.
所以啊，让我们看见呢啊，当我们一个基督徒活在神面前啊，我们不单只是啊遵守神的话啊，这是啊必要的，但是我们的动机，我们的啊里面的那一个啊存心呢，乃是一个爱的关系，愿意讨主喜悦。
This shows us Christians that although it is necessary and important that we follow His word before Him, but even more so is our motive, whether we have this love to please Him.
那我们最后看到那个启示录。
Now lastly, we will consider Revelation.
我们启示录呢，神对主呢，对七个教会来说话。
Where the Lord spoke to seven churches.
那第一个教会呢，讲到以弗所的教会。
The first church is the church at Ephesus.
以弗所的教会呢，在各样事上都能够满足神的心意。
That this church in all points satisfied God's will.
但是呢，有一件事情。
But one thing.
主说你们离开起初的爱心。
The Lord said, you have departed from your first love.
就是他们外面所有一切的工作跟表现呢。他们实在是一个完美无缺的教会。
As to the outward works and all the manifestation, truly, this is a totally complete church without any fault.
但是呢，他们里面的那个动机根源呢，已经失去了。
But within the church, they've lost their motive, they've lost the very origin of their work.
神就在那里严厉地责备他们。
And there,Our God sternly rebuke them.
神要的不仅是外面的。
What our God wants is not only something outward.
神更要我们里面的。
But He wants that even more, which is inside.
与他的关系，爱他的心。
That is the relationship between Him and those, and also the very love.
我们再看到啊，七个教会最后一个教会。
And then when we consider the very last church among the seven churches in Revelation,
就是腓拉铁菲的教会。
That is the church of Philadelphia.
乃至让我们看见他们什么都有。
Here we see that the church has everything.
他们已经满足了。
And they were satisfied themselves.
满足他们自己所有的。
This is they were satisfied with themselves.
但是呢，主被他们关在门外。
They were satisfied with what they had, but our Lord is being shut outside of the door. This is the church at Laodicea.
那主跟他们没有一个关系。
And our Lord had no relationship with them.
因着没有这个关系，主马上指责他们。
And because this lack of this relationship with our Lord right away rebuked them.
离开了我，你们所满足的是瞎眼、可怜、贫穷、赤身裸体的。
Apart from me, what has satisfied you would actually make you into blind, into naked, wretched, naked, and poor.
所以，当我们来看旧约圣 经跟新约圣经全本的启示，我们就可以从这里清楚的看见神跟人之间的关系呢，不单单只是外面一些字句律法的关系。
So as we consider the revelation from New Testament to Old Testament, the relationship God is seeking between him and man, it's not just some outward relationship in laws or in words only.
神乃是要我们跟他有一个爱的关系。
God longs for a love relationship with us.
跟我们的主有一个爱的关系。
He longs for this loving relationship between the Lord and us.
旧约跟新约有一个极大的不同。
There is a stark contrast between Old and New Testament.
旧约的圣徒，他们没有主的生命。
The saints in the Old Testament had no life of the Lord.
人凭着自己没有办法去爱。
And men by their own efforts could never love.
人凭着自己没有办法去守住这些律法。
And by themselves, they could not keep the laws either.
实在说来，刚刚讲的不是太准确。在旧约里面，人实在是能够爱，但是呢，那个爱跟新约的圣徒比起来，还是在根源上呢，有一个极大的不同。
Truth be told, I did not state it correctly. The saints in Old Testament did love, but there is a big difference between them and New Testament saints because the very origin of their love is different.
我们蒙恩信主的时候,
when we are saved by God's grace,
我们有主的生命在我们的里面,
then we have the Lord's life within.
主把生命, 当我们一蒙恩得救的时候,
when we are first saved by the Lord,
主把那个起初的爱心也放在我们的里面,
our Lord has placed his first love within us.
什么是一个起初的爱心呢?
And what is this first love?
当我们里面的眼睛被打开,
that is when our inner eyes are opened.
我们被主的爱所摸着,
that's when we are touched by his love.
我们很自很自觉的呢，我们对主的爱有一个相同的一个回应。
And consciously, we would have this response to our God's love at the same level.
主对我们有什么要求，我们都能够很轻易的、自然的答应他。
And whatever demands he might for us, we could be readily and easily responding to that.
我们灵里的感觉很敏锐。
And the spiritual insight in us is very keen.
当我们对做错了事情不讨主喜悦，说错了话的时候，我们里面会感到忧伤。
When we know we say something wrong, we do something displeasing to him, we will grieve within.
我们很怕让主不高兴。
And we dread very much that we will please our Lord.
我们凡事在他面前很小心。
So we will be very careful in everything before him.
这是一个起初的爱心。
And this is the first love.
但是这个爱心呢，很容易慢慢随着时间就淡化。
But very easily, this first love would fade away along the time.
长的呢，大概可以维持到一年左右。
Maybe it will last a year for those who have a longer period of love.
短的呢，也许一个月之后呢，就慢慢的淡掉了。
Maybe for the others, maybe just in one month, this the same love would fade away. These are the people who have a shorter period of first love.
这是一个正常的现象。
But this is a normal condition.
但是我想主呢，在我们跟随他的路上
and in our way to follow our Lord,
那一个爱心呢，虽然没有像起初的爱心一样的一直像火在我们里面焚烧，
although we do not have the same first love just like fire continuing burning in us,
但是我们向着主的爱呢那个感觉没有，就是那个实在没有减少。
But the reality of the feeling of love toward God would never decrease.
就好像一对年轻的情人。
It's just like a young couple, young lovers.
当他们在谈恋爱的时候呢，是非常的火热。
When they fall into love and they have such adamant love toward each other.
但是经过结完婚了。
But after they're married.
也许过了30年、50年了。
Maybe after 30 or 50 years.
我想呢，在结完婚生活的过程当中，我不晓得啦，不过我想大概没有人可能每天的生活就像初恋一样那么火热。
I suppose, although I do not really know it, that throughout the marriage life, they probably would not love with the first love as they did every single day.
那个火热的感觉也许没有了。
This fervent feeling of love may disappear.
但是彼此的关爱没有减少。
However, the mutual care never diminishes.
你心中有什么事情你会跟对方讲。
If there's something in your mind, you would tell it to your spouse.
你心中有什么不舒服的你会向他倾诉。
Or if there is something, some beef in your heart, you would pour it out before your spouse.
他有什么需要，你会来帮助他。
Or if your spouse has any need, you would try very hard to help him or her.
他，你有什么喜乐，你会与他分享。
Or if you have any joy, you love to share it with your spouse.
这个爱虽然是平淡的。
Or, although this love appears to be very bland,
然而却是真实的。
But it is real.
这个爱把你们两个人能够团在一起。
And this very love binds you two together.
这就是当我们一同在跟随主的路上。
Such is the way as we follow our Lord in His way.
主是个灵。
Our Lord is Spirit.
我们却能够在灵的里面，
but in spirit，
把我们心中的感受来告诉我们的主。
We will be able to tell our Lord our inner feelings.
我们不仅把我们的需要告诉主，
not only do we tell our Lord our needs，
把我们的痛苦、把我们的喜乐都告诉主，
but also our anguish, our joy。
主也把他的感觉来告诉我们。
And the Lord in return would share his feelings with us.
我们把我们前面不清楚的路来带到主面前。
As we bring the ambiguous way awaiting for us to our Lord.
主呢也用他的恩慈的手来带领我们。
Our Lord will lead us on with his gracious hand.
这两个人，我们与主，主与我们就能够同行。
Therefore, the Lord and I and my Lord walk together.
这样，我们在跟随主的路上，我们这个关系，爱的关系，就能够成为我们跟随主一个最重要的根基。
Therefore, the love relationship should be the most important foundation as we walk together in this spiritual journey.
那很多时候我们可能会离开主。
Many times we will depart from our Lord.
特别如果我们犯了罪。
Especially when we sin.
我们不顺服。
When we disobey.
我们有自己的意见要独立。
When we have our individual thoughts saying we want to be independent.
我们去爱世界。
So we love the world.
我们就会失去与主这个关系。
Then we will lose this kind of relationship with our Lord.
但是当我们愿意在主面前有一个悔改的祷告。
But as soon as we would have this repentant prayer before our Lord,
主会重新把我们带回到与他起初的关系。
Lord will bring us back to the very initial relationship when he had with us.
我们就能够继续与主同行。
And then again we could walk with him.
这是非常的宝贵的一件事情。
And this is such a precious matter.
主的爱实在是何等长阔高深。
That our Lord's love is so deep, so high, so long, so wide.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在跟随主的路上，从蒙恩得救一开始，主的灵住在我们的里面。
So brothers and sisters, as we walk in the way following the Lord, when we first are saved by His grace, His Spirit indwells us.
我们就开始要学习凡事带到主面前，与主有一个交通。
Then we need to learn this lesson, that is, bring everything before the Lord, where you would have the fellowship with Him.
这是我们跟随主最主最重要的一个根基。
And this is the most important foundation as we follow our Lord.
这也是神心中最渴慕的那个需要。
And this is the need that our Lord longs so much that He would have this kind of relationship with us.
很可惜呢，我们常常喜欢一碰到什么事情我们去请教别人。
But it's quite a shame as we encounter many things, the first reaction we have is to consult with others.
我不是说请教别人有什么不对。
I'm not saying that it is wrong to consult with others.
但是当我们去请教别人之前呢，我们是不是常常还是跟主维持那个关系，或者说我们先来请教过主了。
But before we talk to others,Do we maintain the love relationship with Him, or to say, do we consult our Lord first?
你去请教别人，也许别人把一条正确的路告诉你。
As you consult with others, maybe they would point out a correct path for you.
但是你去请教主的时候，一方面主会告诉你正确的路。
But as you consult with our Lord, on the one hand, He will show you the right way.
你在同时跟神那个关系又进了一步。
On the other hand, your relationship with the Lord has taken one step further.
所以不要忽略这个。
So let's not neglect this.
请教人是很容易的。
It's easy to ask advice from others.
请教神，你可能刚开始的时候要学习听得懂主怎样在圣灵里面对你说话。
And then as you consult with God, then the first thing you have to learn is you have to be able to hear the voice that God speaks to you in His Holy Spirit.
但是你有心这样学的时候，神会教导你。
Although it is difficult in the beginning, but if you do have this desire, God will teach you.
至终蒙福的是叫我们一生都能够
In the end, what's most blessing for us is that we will be blessed throughout our life.
所以这是非常重要的。
So this is extremely important.
那另外一方面呢？
Now, another aspect to this.
这也是我常常犯的毛病。
Is the problem that I often have, the mistake I often made.
我们这个人呢，常常喜欢去帮助别人。
That is, as human beings, we just love to help others.
我们看到别人也许有这些需要。
When we see other people's needs,
我们呢，人家不来请教我们，我们已经主动 offer。
Even though they do not ask help from us, and we just take initiative, we just offer our help.
也许我们的动机，我们所说的话，帮助都是准确的。
Maybe our help, our motive, our words are all correct.
但是你要看见，你没有把这个弟兄或者是姊妹，让他跟神建立一个好的关系。
However, you have to see that you missed the opportunity to help this brother or sister form this better relationship between him or her and God.
我想这是一点的提醒。
好this is just a reminder.
那在我们跟随主的路上，当我们这个根基，我们时常在那里维持这个好的根基的时候。
In our way, to follow our Lord, as we, are maintaining this good, excellent foundation with Him.
我们来到哥罗西书那里。
Now, then we can think of this in Colossians.
他说：“你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行。”
That is, chapter 2, verse 6 said, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him.
在基督里面行走。
In him you walk.
基督乃是一条道路。
So Christ is actually the way.
我想主在约翰福音14章那里讲到说，我就是道路、真理和生命， 若不借着我，人不能到父那里去。
In John 14 we read that I am the way, the truth, the life. Except from me, nobody can come to the Father.
主是那一条路，并且是唯一的路，可以把我们带到父那里。
So the Lord is the way and the only way that could bring us to the Father.
就着救恩来讲，我们信了主，我们就来到父的面前。
As to salvation, once we believe in the Lord, we come before the Father.
因为主已经为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
Because the Lord has inaugurated this new and living way for us.
就着我们基督徒在地上跟随主，主也是我们的路。
As our Christian's earthly journey, following the Lord, our Lord is also our way.
所以我们只能够在主的身上，在主这条路上行走。
So only in the Lord, in the way of the Lord, that we will walk.
至终我们属灵的生命才能够有根有基，并且在他的里面被建造。
In the end, our spiritual life will be rooted and built up in him.
那这个路到底实际的情形是什么呢？
Then what is the exact conditions of this way?
我想就两方面来说。
I would like to consider this topic in two perspectives.
乃至一方面讲到主的话。
First is the words of the Lord.
主的话乃至主他自己的一个启示。
His words are the true revelation of himself.
主他如何，我们今天走在主这一条道路上的人也当如何。
As the Lord is, so are we who walk in his way today.
我们可以看一下马太福音第七章。
We could read Matthew chapter 7 on this.
我们先看一下十三十四节。
Matthew 7:13-14.
他说：“你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡；那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。”
Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it.Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it.
这个原则呢，实在是广泛，并且应用到我们一生，每一天，每一个生活的细节。
Although this principle is broad, but it can apply to every detail aspect of our life.
主说，这里有一个门是窄的。
Our Lord said here, there is a gate, which is narrow,
有一条路是小的。
And there is a way that is confined or difficult.
或者另外也有 一个门是宽的。
And then there is another gate, which is wide.
路是大的。
And the broad is the way.
那主呢，在这里要我们去进窄门，走窄路。
And here the Lord admonishes us to enter by the narrow gate through the confined way.
主自己呢，就是这一条窄路。
And our Lord Himself is the narrow way.
我们看主在地上，在约翰福音许多的记载里面，我们就看见主他的时候是不方便的。
As we see the many accounts in the book of John, then we see that there many times our Lord's time is not opportune.
主说什么？对不起，父说什么，主才说什么。
Whatever the Father says, that our Lord says.
父做什么，主才做。
Whatever our Father does, then our Lord would do.
当祝棚节到的时候，他的兄弟全家都要到耶路撒冷去。
When the Feast of Tabernacle draws near, all his or Jesus' family is going to Jerusalem.
主说呢，我的时候还没到。
The Lord says, my time has not yet arrived.
人是以自己来支配自己的行动。
Man just controls, dispatches our own activities according to our own thoughts.
主的行动乃是根据天上的父。
But the Lord's moves are based upon the Father in heaven.
今天我们学习 在主里面行走，走这一条窄路的时候，我们的行动也是根据主的话来支配。
Now today as we learn to walk in the way through the narrow gate, our actions should be also controlled by the word of the Lord.
所以到了24节的时候，
Therefore, when we come to the verse 24 of the same chapter,
他说，所以凡听见我这话去行的呢，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock.
雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子总不倒塌。
25. The rain descended and the flood came and the wind blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall.
因为根基是立在磐石上。
For it was founded on the rock.
那26节就讲到，凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞倒那房子，房子就倒塌，而且很厉害。
Verse 26, but everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it fell, and great was its fall.
弟兄姊妹，我们从这一幅图画就可以看到一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, from this picture, we could see one thing.
我们每一天的生活不仅是生活而已。
That our daily living is not just to live another day.
乃至在那里不断的建造。
Instead, it is to continue to build up.
你想建造也好，不想建造也好。
Whether you want to build up your life or not.
一天二十四小时过去，圣经就把你分成两个部分了。
After 24 hours a day, you will be divided into two parts according to the Bible.
有没有建造，或者有建造。
Whether in this day you're building it up or you're not building yourself up.
那建造跟没建造不是你在那里用力。
This matter of building up does not say that whether you have exerted strength.
乃至在那里有没有遵行主的话。
Instead, it's speaking of the fact whether you have obeyed the word of the Lord.
当我们有遵行主的话，主就算我们今天有建造。
If we obey the voice of the Lord today, the Lord counts us as building up ourselves before Him.
那到底这个建造实际的应用在哪里呢？
Then what is this practical application of this matter of building up?
我们每一天的生活常常面对很多的决定。
In our daily living, we just constantly face different decisions.
我们常常面对一件事情，比如说别人要邀我们去某某地方，可能要半天。
We often see situations like this. For example, some person would invite us to go to a certain place that would take maybe half of a day.
我们是不是觉得很好，对我，也许让我很有放。
Do we feel this is great? I'm going to have a lot of fun.
所以我决定跟他们一起去。
Therefore, I decide to go alone.
半天就过去了。
So half of your day is spent.
或者我在主面前再思想一下。
Or would I think about this before my Lord just for a while?
只是为着我一点放吗？
Is whole activity just for fun?
我的这半天的时间是我的吗？还是主的？
Is this half of a day mine or the Lord's?
如果我们在这样思考的时候，主也许在圣灵里面提醒我们，可以不要去。
As we meditate on this incident, the Holy Spirit will remind us, maybe, don't go.
你用这半天的时间，也许能够有一点服侍，或者自己在主面前有一点追求。
Spend this half of a day of yours, maybe to serve or to seeking after the Lord before Him.
这是一个建造。
And this is one aspect of building up.
或者别人也许有一些弟兄姊妹这时候需要你的帮助。
Or maybe other brothers and sisters need your help at this time.
你用这些时间比去满足自己的快乐来的在主面前有价值。
Wouldn't it be more valuable before the Lord you serve other brothers and sisters than to simply satisfy your own pleasures?
主说, 这个就建筑在他的根基上。
And the Lord says, build it up upon him.
这个是一条窄路, 并且你需要去寻找。
And this is a narrow way. On the top of that, you have to look for it.
很多时候我们总是希望别人告诉我们,
Many times,
那一条路在哪里, 你告诉我, 我去走就好了。
We wish that other people would just tell me where is the way, and then there I would go.
弟兄姊妹, 圣经很清楚地告诉我们, 那门是窄的, 路是小的, 并且找的人很少, 需要去找。
Brothers and sisters, the Bible explicitly tells us that narrow is the gate and confined is the way, and there are few who find it. It tells us that we need to seek it out.
每一件事情我们都要来到主面前去找。
In everything, we have to seek the Lord and to look for it.
并且主说呢, 你们祈求就给你们。
And the Lord says, if you ask, it will be given to you.
寻找就能够寻见。
Seek and you will find.
现在我们是不是在一个爱的根基上, 主, 我来向你祈求。
Are we seeking before the Lord on the foundation of a love?
来你面前寻找。
To seek before our Lord.
主就要把那一条该行的路指教我们。
And the Lord will instruct us the way in which we shall walk.
这样我们的根就会在主里面不断地往下扎。
Only in such a way would our root continue to go deeper and deeper.
第二方面,
Now, the second aspect to this
我们乃是, 啊, 按着恩膏的教训,
is that we walk according to the anointing.
我们看一下约翰一书第二章,
For this, we will read 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书2章27节, 他说, 你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里, 并不用人教训你们, 自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们, 这恩膏是真的, 不是假的, 你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
1 John 2:27 But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
这个恩膏呢, 就是我们今天简单的说呢, 圣灵内住在我们的里面。
Simply put, this anointing is the indwelling Holy Spirit within us.
圣灵常常会借着各样的环境, 借着我们所面对的一切呢, 在恩膏里面来教导我们。
Holy Spirit will always instruct us through all the circumstances, all the things you face, and he will teach us in our hearts.
当我们来寻求主的时候, 一方面实在说来话, 啊, 常常是一个客观的。
When we come to seek the Lord, on the one hand, his words are objective.
那我们住在恩膏的里面的时候, 话, 主的话,
And then as we abide in his anointing, his objective words will become subjective ones.
当主那个主观的话从我们里面浮现出来的时候, 我们就知道这是一个当行的路。
And when the subjective words surface in our hearts, we know this is the right way.
那我们就能够 学习走在这条路上。
Then we'll be able to learn to walk in his way.
那圣经告诉我们, 当我们按着恩膏的教训, 我们就能够住在主里面。
The Bible also teaches that we can only dwell, abide in the Lord through the anointing.
那住在主里面呢, 主曾经在马太, 在约翰福音第15章那里讲到, 枝子跟葡萄树的关系。
And as to this abiding in the Lord, our Lord once taught us this in John 15.
我们住在主里面, 主就要父呢, 是主。 修剪的人，他又就要在我们的生命里面不断的修剪我们。
As we abide in the Lord, our Father, is a vine dresser, and He will continue to prune us.
那这一个修剪呢，用新约的话更明白讲，就是父常常要来管教我们。
This pruning work of the Father in New Testament term is more explicit. That is, the Lord will constantly chasten us.
让我们能够结果子更多。
So that we could bear more fruit.
并且主告诉我们，我们如果不住在他里面，我们就要枯干。
And the Lord also teaches that if we do not abide in him, we will wither.
所以我们按着主的话，我们要走在主里面的话，我们要按着恩膏的教训来走主的话。
So according to the word of the Lord, for us to walk in His way, we have to walk according to the anointing.
我们交通的时候，两者可以分开。
As we share on this, we seem to divide these two.
但是当我们在执行的时候，这两者总是一直连在一起的。
But as we actually apply these principles, these two are always intertwined.
我们总是在恩膏的里面。
We're always in the anointing.
寻求主的话。
Seeking after the Lord's word.
主的话在我们的里面就成为我们的亮光。
And the word of the Lord becomes the light within.
我们就能够在他的里面生根。
So we could take root in him.
当我们在他里面生根了，我们也能够在他里面被建造。
As we are rooted in him, then we're also being built in him.
所以，盼望我们能够明白一件事情。
So I hope that we could all understand this very one thing.
我们这一些，我们要在主里面行走，我们巴不得我们生命能够落实在主里面，我们生命能够长成，都是因为我们爱主的缘故。
For all of us who long to walk in the Lord, to solidify our life, to grow our life in the Lord, this is all because of our response of love toward Him.
因为他先爱我们。
And it's because He loved us first.
他为我们被钉死在十字架上面。
He was crucified on the cross.
他把他的生命倾倒，赏给我们。
And he poured out his life to give it to us.
他领我们到他的跟前。
He leads us before him.
他要我们与他同行。
He yearns that we will walk with him.
但愿我们不要忽略啊。这个重要的点。
If only that we would not neglect this so imperative point.
所以盼望我们不管在跟随主的路上，或者弟兄们在这里有许多圣经真理的教导，这些的根基都是在我们爱主这一件根基上，是因为主盼望跟我们有一个神圣爱的关系。
So whether we are walking in His way or we are fellowshipping on doctrines, I hope it is all based upon this very foundation of love, this very motive that we want to love our Lord.
好，我们感谢主，我们请低头再有一点祷告。
We thank our Lord for this love of relationship of holy love. Would you please bow your head and let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们实在感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we truly thank you for your grace.
像我们这一般出于尘土，仍然要归于尘土，一文不值的人，你却拣选了我们。
Lord, you have chosen us, all of us who are from dust, and to dust we shall return. All of us are worthless, not even worth a penny.
你不仅拯救我们，你更是要把我们放在宝座上，能够与王子同坐。
Not only have you saved us, also you placed us in the seat to be seated together with the prince.
在你的心向着我们的意念，实在是大过我们能够所求所想的。
Your thought exceeds much more than that we could ever think or want.
我们也看见主你在你蒙恩得救的人身上，主啊，你实在何等乐意跟我们有一个爱的连结。
Oh Lord, we see that in the people you have saved by grace, that how much you long for this unity of love.
但愿我们在地上啊，有一颗心愿能够常常回应主啊，你对我们啊爱的呼召。
If only on earth we have this heart to often respond to your calling of love.
让我们能够学习来与你同行。
So that we could learn to walk with you.
就像以诺与你同行一样。
Just as Enoch did.
实在让我们啊在恩典的里面能够啊把我们自己完全奉献给你。
So that in your grace that we would completely, totally consecrate ourselves to you.
叫主一生都能够来带领我们。
So that throughout our life, our Lord will lead us on.
我们把早上这一点的话带到主的跟前。
We just bring this, this period of the time in which we share your word.
主人的话实在何等不完全。
Oh, to you, O Lord, man's word is so imperfect.
但是圣灵越过人所能表达的。
Oh, but the Holy Spirit can exceed what man could express.
把你的爱更多启示在每一颗向着你的心。
So that you could reveal more of your love to everyone who longs for you.
让我们心的深处都能够回应说主，我们爱是你先爱我们。
So that in the very depths of our heart we could respond that, Lord, we love because you first loved us.
我们愿意做你爱的奴仆。
And we want to be your slaves of love.
我们把一切感谢敬拜归给你。
We just give to you all the worship and thanksgiving.
让祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in thanksgiving in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.